Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up. Coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Welcome back. Livestock markets remain mixed today with cattle futures moving higher. Feeder cattle futures led the complex higher, though, with triple-digit gains. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. May corn futures about half a cent lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 51 points lower. NASDAQ up 14 points. Light to moderate buyer support trickled into live cattle futures markets today, despite very little movement in the cash cattle market. Commercial buyer support remained stable to firm throughout the midweek here, but some end-of-the-month buyer support likely to develop, with position squaring being seen over the next couple of days. But there could be some additional shifts coming from the Brazilian beef issues, but this may not move the market greatly, as previously expected, but could become more of a trickle-down effect. Strong upward movement, though, was seen throughout the feeder cattle futures this morning as buyers quickly shook off the pressure seen earlier in the week. March futures seem to have been put to bed for the most part, with traders quickly focusing on April and May contract months, with $1.30 to $1.40 per hundredweight gains as the support redeveloped. And grain futures posted modest gains across the board today as markets tried to continue this week's consolidation. This could be the calm before the storm, with position squaring starting ahead of USDA's grain stocks and prospective plantings report out Friday. Corn prices were higher, breaking out of a very narrow range overnight with a pop around 5 a.m. that took May all the way to resistance at its old October-March channel support line. The market will have moving average targets if a short covering burst gains traction. Soybeans ended a little stronger, seeing slow but steady buying develop overnight as May futures tried to post a bullish reversal higher. A huge South American crop and expectations of record 2017 acres, though, in the U.S. continues to restrain buying. And wheat prices were higher, with short covering in winter wheat and bargain hunting helping Minneapolis. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.